Gotcha. Okay. Please state your name, age, and where, and why we're recording today.
Okay. My name is Thelma Hages, and I'm 71 years old, and we are recording this for my granddaughter's school project.
What was your family life like before your parents had decided to move to America?
We lived in Scotland with my mother's father and sister because her mother had passed away. And then her sister got married and her father moved in with her sister and her husband. So my parents all of a sudden were free to do what they wanted. And her older brother had immigrated to Canada because Scotland is part of Britain and Canada's part of the British Commonwealth as well. So it was easier to get into the United States going via Canada. And my uncle was a blacksmith, and that was a trade that they needed in the United States. So they came to Cleveland. My aunt and uncle came to Cleveland. And then they sponsored my mother and father because there were better job opportunities in the United States.
Was the change from Scotland to America more rapid or a smooth transition?
I think it was a pretty smooth transition. I was only 5 years old, and we moved in with my uncle and aunt. They had their bedroom, my parents had their bedroom, and I had my own bedroom. My aunt and uncle did not have any children, and they took me shopping with them, and I had never seen such big stores and all the toys, and the grocery stores were so much bigger than they were in Scotland. It was smooth because I loved it.
Yeah. Describe the first memory you had of the realization of being in America as a young child.
Well, we came on a boat in December, a big boat like a cruise ship. And when we pulled into New York Harbor, they announced over the PA system that everybody should come up onto the deck because Miss Liberty was welcoming us to the United States. And that was the Statue of Liberty. And I remember that.
And was that were you filled with elation or just confusion or both?
I was in awe of this big statue and the captain's telling us that she's there welcoming us to this new country.
Who was one person that stuck out to you most during the transition from Scotland to America, and why?
My aunt and uncle, because they had come before we did. And they were very, very good to us.
Can I have some examples of that?
Well, they made popcorn. I never had popcorn before. And when they made popcorn, my aunt didn't realize that you should put the lid on it. We had popcorn popping all over the kitchen. But they did fun things like that. And went ordering a pizza. I had heard the kids at school, because I went into kindergarten when I came here, I had heard the kids at school talking about pizza, and somebody had brought pizza in, but they were already sliced, and my aunt and uncle ordered pizza for us one night for dinner, but they didn't know that a pizza could feed more than one person, so they ordered five pizzas, and there was only five of us.
Pizza for you all.
Yeah.
What will you never forget from that time of change for you in the moment and for life ahead? Like in your moment then.
What will I never forget? I don't know. It was all new to me. Scotland wasn't as cold as it was here. We came in December. And I remember shortly after we got here, my mother had to take me out and buy me a snowsuit because it was cold outside. And there was lots of snow, and I remember being outside playing with the other children, throwing snowballs. Somebody had a sled and was pulling me around. I mean, I remember that.
So, do you remember the trip from New York to Cleveland?
We came across on a boat to New York, and then we took a train from New York to Cleveland. And I remember the boat because my mother was seasick the whole time, 5 days coming over. And there was an American couple that had two children that they were traveling to New York, and they took me under their wing and took me to the little theater where they showed movies. There was a playroom for the children because my mother was in the cabin most of the time, sick to her stomach.
What piece of advice would you like to give to your younger self, and why is that?
What advice would I have given to my younger self? Well, I had a Scottish accent, and I lost it very, very quickly, within months, because I wanted to be like the rest of the children. I didn't want to be different. Children don't want to be different, but it would be fun to have a Scottish accent now, I think.
So do you miss that piece of it?
Yeah.
For future generations of your family listening to this year from now, is there any wisdom you would want to pass on to them? And what would you want them to know?
Well, one of the things that I would really like my children and grandchildren to know is that this is a big world. There's lots to see. Everything isn't like it is in the United States. And I would encourage them to make a point to get to other countries in this world.
What do you think your life would have been like if your parents had never moved to America?
Well, I still have a lot of first cousins in Scotland, and I have visited. And they have a pretty nice lifestyle, but we have a lot more in this country.
Yeah.
So it would have been similar, except not as many things.
So, the stronger, you think you would have a stronger relationship with those cousins?
Oh, with the cousins, yeah, sure. If I lived in Scotland, I'd have a strong relationship. Stronger relationship. We still are in touch. One of the cousins I play Words with Friends every day.
Hey, modernize your relationship, right?
Yeah.
What might you have not learned if you had never moved to America?
That people are people, whether they live in this country or that country. People are people. They're very similar. They have similar needs and wants.
Yeah. So, like, no matter where you are.
Yeah. People are people, yeah.
Probably have the same want, like, same dream as another person, like, all the way across the world.
Right.